April 19th, 2009. Heaven speaks to the heart of the world, specifically the path the world is taking. The midnight service at the United Hearts Field, Feast of Divine Mercy. Jesus is here as he is in Divine Mercy image. There is a huge flame behind him. He says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I come to you tonight from the will of the Eternal Father, whose flame of love you see behind me. My brothers and sisters, I come to you as your merciful Jesus. Those who love me understand my mercy and my love, which are one. These are the ones that allow my mercy and my love to shine through them into the world. These are the ones who understand the call of my heart to repentance of each soul. I will refuse no one who turns to me with a repentant heart. Today, the foundation of a one-world government has been laid through the global economic collapse which Satan has orchestrated. As this unfolds, remember that your free will remains intact. No one can dictate the affections of your heart. Live always in holy love. Remain calm, be at peace. If your heart is steeped in love of God and love of neighbor, you are safe, for I am with you. Hope indeed springs eternal for those who place their trust in me. See in all world events the coming of the kingdom of the divine will of my Father. Believe in this kingdom, the new Jerusalem, which is alive in hearts living in holy love. Those who have made hatred into a religion will destroy themselves. They cannot succeed, for truth will be victorious. Holy love is the heart of truth. In truth, I tell you, it is now the hour of decision. Take up the weapons of prayer and sacrifice as I call together my army against evil. My victims of love are the officers in this spiritual army. I tell you, the battle against evil must be won in hearts before it is won in the world. During these decisive and difficult times, it is important to realize that conflict and wars arise in hearts because of conflict with the commandments of love. God desires all of creation to be in harmony with His divine will. This is why He has created this apparition site and this mission. The more that people accept and surrender to holy love, the greater the graces poured out here. Therefore, with hearts that emulate divine mercy and divine love, make the messages known. My mercy will never be depleted, but the dawn of my divine justice is at hand. Satan seeks to destroy all that is good and loving, using people and nature to accomplish his goals. Depend on divine mercy and divine love to see you through the worst of times. From my love and my mercy flows my provision. I invite you to realize that when the holy love in your heart is compromised, every virtue begins to erode. It is as if the roots of a great tree were holy love. The trunk would be humility. The blossoms on this great tree are the different virtues. The roots and the trunk, love and humility, must remain healthy for the whole tree to be healthy. In the spiritual life, holy love and holy humility feed and support all the other virtues. Therefore, if holy love erodes, faith and hope are weakened. If humility is compromised, the rest of the tree of virtues begins to wither. Within each soul is this mystical tree of virtue. It gives life, or else it withers and dies. In society, this tree of virtue is necessary towards world peace. If it is ignored and not watered with holy trust, the world around the tree suffers. This is what leads to lack of peace in hearts. You may wonder at my depiction of personal holiness as this tree of virtue. But I invite you to see that each soul's journey or growth in holiness affects the heart of the world. For the heart of the world is a composite of the hearts of all its citizenry. The tree of virtue in the heart of the world is drying up from lack of care. In its place is the tree of antipathy towards God and His commandments. The roots of this tree are hatred. The trunk is arrogant pride. The blossoms are not blooms, but rather spoiled fruit, each one opposing virtue. This tree is beginning to thrive, nourished by man's overindulgent trust in himself through self-love. With a compassionate heart for the spiritual crisis in the heart of the world, realize that the tree of virtue stretches heavenward towards perfection in God's will. On the other hand, the tree of antipathy towards God suffers from neglect and lack of care, and takes on a countenance of death. Unless the gardener notices this poor tree, it will face a grim future. This is why I have come here, to draw attention to the state of the heart of the world. My plea is urgent. Nourish your hearts with the food of virtue. Do not be motivated by self-love, but by love of God and neighbor. This is what will redirect the future of the world. Otherwise, all that is good in the world will wither and die. With a merciful heart, I tell you these things. In my mercy and my love, I come to tell you that the threats against democracy are very real. Even within the borders of your country, certain ones bear arms of hatred and evil against good. New challenges against world peace are very dominant in hearts. Come to realize that your prayers and sacrifices are all that stands in the way of Satan's destructive plans. Your efforts towards personal holiness must proliferate as a strong crop in a fertile field. Do not hide the light of holy love that is in your heart for any reason. Let it blaze forward, illuminating the darkest soul. Bring souls to my love and my mercy. You can secure the borders of your country, but if the boundaries of your heart are not secure in holy love, Satan will enter like a thief in the night. This is what has happened in governments near and far. This is how Satan has infiltrated the United Nations, the ranks of church leaders, and the liberal policies concerning marriage and life. The ones whom you should be able to turn to for help have been rendered helpless by Satan's compromise. You must use my commandments of love, holy love, both as the weapon and the solution. Realize that I must tell you these things in truth, for these times are evil, and Satan's lies are unrelenting. You cannot trust people because of their esteemed title in the world or even in the church. This current pope lives in truth and is a staunch supporter of the tradition of faith. Sadly, there are many of title under him who do not do so. You can see readily how faith has been attacked in the numbers of Catholics who do not support life at conception, do not believe in purgatory, and sadly, some do not even believe Satan exists. Heaven's interventions, such as the one here, are most often scandalized and then condemned by the very ones who need guidance the most. But Satan will not prevail here. Rejoice in that. My brothers and sisters, tonight I am releasing from purgatory relatives of those here present who have spent long periods of time and short periods of time in the prison of purgatory for worshipping the false god of reputation. My mercy and my love are one with the will of my Father. I desire to spread my mercy across the face of the earth, together with my love. You must help me with your prayers and your sacrifices, for this is a desperate hour. I love you, my brothers and sisters, and will not abandon you. Tonight, I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.